Today I'm talking to Philip Morgan, who lives in Claygate. You have recently appeared on television having forced Southwark Council to refund almost £500,000 to motorists concerning illegal bus lane tickets. But today, let's talk about Kingston Council. You have successfully appealed since the beginning of the year one penalty charge notice issued for incursion into a particular yellow box junction on Kingston Road at the junction with Elm Road and one 2 years ago. This box junction until recently was too big as it crossed over more than two entrances from adjoining roads, hence rendering it illegal. It has recently been resized. You are a leading member of a forum called FTLA, Free Traffic Legal Advice. I looked yesterday, it had 86,179 posts on 7,139 topics with 6,177 users. What sort of subjects are people posting?
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me to speak. Well, they include speeding tickets, civil parking enforcement tickets, private parking tickets and non-motoring matters. There are experts in each field, some of whom are solicitors and very knowledgeable people in other areas of life. I deal mainly with civil parking tickets issued by London councils, which include parking, moving traffic and bus lane tickets.
So let's go on to this box junction in question. You have appealed since January this year. Many adjudicators have criticised the size of the box junction. What sort of comments have they made? And was it one of the main reasons upholding the appeals?
Well, first of all, let me just explain. The legal position is that a yellow box junction can be placed between the junction of two or more roads. This box junction, however, has been placed beyond the junction of two or more roads, which flies in the face of the law and serves no purpose as such. At least one adjudicator has become rather frustrated and exasperated, in my view, with the council's continuous issue of tickets without understanding the law in this respect. Such comments in the recent decisions are, "should never have been issued" is one phrase, and "this box junction is not only marked at the junction between these two roads, but also in advance and beyond that junction. It is not therefore marked in compliance with the traffic signs, regulations and general directions 2016, this penalty charge thus being unenforceable." These decisions are very recent and I've been before all three adjudicators and know them to be extremely competent and highly experienced.
So why have RBK not sought a review of the appeals?
Well, adjudicators are not bound by the decisions of others, but the most senior ones have agreed on this particular matter that the box junction is too big and have allowed appeals on this basis without any further ado. And one, Mr. Edward Horton, has expressly warned the Borough of Kingston upon Thames regarding costs.
And what costs are involved here?
Well, if a person is allowed costs, it's £19 per hour and these are awarded very rarely. The one I won 2 years ago resulted in costs of 3 hours, £57 for the lady concerned. The most I've achieved is £119 for a motorist in a bus lane at Eden Street about 4 years ago. Costs could be awarded actually against either side if they win or lose, but the threshold is very high, namely wholly unreasonable, vexatious or frivolous conduct must be proved. It also costs the council about £30 every time an appeal is registered.
Can you tell me about your fellow colleague Derek? He has some pending cost applications coming up this October.
Derek is a living legend. He's a fellow lay representative and a very good friend of mine. He fights tickets for disabled people and such like, and all the money he raises goes to charity. He's won three at this location in the last couple of years. Whenever we used to meet at the tribunal, we used to watch each other's cases and then retire for some refreshments at the local hostelry, as he would put it. We have known each other for at least a decade. I shall be observing his pending cost application for sure in October, and I wish him every success. A former member of the admin staff at the tribunal used to call us the Three Musketeers, the other one being Mr. Ivan Murray-Smith, who has an encyclopedic knowledge of the various laws and is an incredibly prolific representative. They know a lot more than me, I say in humility.
What is RBK missing in that they do not seem to understand the law?
They don't understand the two limbs of the law, which is entering and stopping. You have to enter the box junction, and the camera has to catch you doing that as well, and stopping in the box junction due to the presence of stationary vehicles. It is indeed quite legal to stop in a box junction to admire the view, or eat a bar of chocolate, providing there are no stationary vehicles ahead of you stopping you going forward. This is yet just another example of their total incompetence at best. At worst, they know exactly what they're doing and why, which is to target motorists.
What has happened in recent times? They've had a recent faux pas that you've referred to involving a data protection breach. We're not going to mention any names here, but what's happened there?
Well, when I was preparing for this interview, I discovered that in the case I won very recently, they inserted in the ticket history the details of another motorist, together with their personal details, address, phone number, etc., etc. I've told them this, and I've demanded that the officer apologise, if not resign, and they should cancel that person's ticket as well, as a gesture of goodwill.
And have you had any feedback from this?
Not yet.
OK, let's go on. Many motorists do their own appeals. Is this a good idea?
Well, we encourage everybody to appeal their tickets. However, if there are issues going beyond the sort of signage, photographic evidence, etc., that sort of thing, simple matters, we actually advise that you come onto our forum in any case and seek representation. And as I say, one or two of my other colleagues will do that for you.
So you have put in many hours for free to help people. Do people offer to pay you for your help in getting them off a fine, which can start at £140?
Many people do, but I cannot accept it because I've closed my business now and I can't be bothered to fill any more tax returns. But I help people on a pro bono basis, which in Welsh means for free. If people wish to contribute, they can make a donation to the Princess Alice Hospice in West End, Esher. Or as one lady did recently, she gave me a generous birthday present as I got her off 8 tickets in Lewisham, saving her £1,040. When hearings used to be held in London, people would pay my rail fare and or buy me a drink. I also enjoy meeting people and making friends with those I help. I mean, my phone is literally full of people I've helped. My phone records, my phone, yeah.
I think you're a real Robin Hood, aren't you? Just one more question. Is the fines reduced for an early payment?
Yes, but we call it the bribe and scare tactic. Many people do not even challenge their tickets. And I have a saying for that too. Please do not join the mugged club. Because if you just pay up without even, you know, starting an initial fight, this is exactly what these cash-strapped councils want you to do. We know that it takes councils time and effort to respond to representations, and many of them fail to consider, and this is a collateral ground of appeal in itself. Also, many of them mess up during the statutory process and show their failings at the tribunal. My two colleagues and I have a 90% track record of success. So finally, I urge people to fight their tickets. In London alone, about 5 million are issued every year. And guess what? Only 1% of people fight. 50% of appeals are allowed at the tribunal, while our track record of helping people is much higher than that figure. Free traffic legal advice is the best forum in my view, and membership is free. There are many dedicated experts, not just the three of us, who represent people at the chalk face, as it were, and all three of us have had our famous victories published to the media. I think rather like the famous wrestler Mick McManus, you know, I'm the man they love to hate. I just want to say there are other ways of fighting the junction as well, not just on the video, because their website, and I have a very technical appeal against the wording of the penalty charge notices, because there are bits missing which should be on it.
We have received the following statement from Kingston Council. Traffic enforcement measures across the Royal Borough of Kingston help ensure the free flow of traffic and the safety of all road users. The council is satisfied that the yellow box junction on Kingston Road is designed in line with the relevant regulations and may challenge any cases where this is disputed. However, we cannot comment on individual cases. The environment and traffic adjudicators are not bound by previous decisions and each case is decided on its own merits. Other adjudicators have previously found no fault with the junction's layout.